from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Do we have Jeff Hathorn?
We got Jeff.
All right. 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. In the South Hills, what's cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates, terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 75 with sunny skies. Go to the hotline, talk to our good friend Jeff Hathorn. Jeff actually was in the scrum when, just a little bit ago, Mike Tomlin met with the media. And Jeff, what is your first, impressions or whatever of what he had to say?
I'd love to tell you there was a lot of huge news out of this, but surprisingly, there wasn't. he did say that Russell Wilson will indeed start. That he basically, the way he phrased it, or the what he said was, the starters kind of have to earn their chance to get out of the game early. So if it's a good first drive, they feel some momentum, then he would like to rest a number of those guys. But if that's not the case, you might see another series or two until they feel some of that rhythm. He said the quarterback situation remains the same, that Russ is in pole position, but he has not yet officially named him the starting quarterback. So, and then you hear more about the, hey, we need to translate what we've done in practices onto a field and stuff like that. Peyton Wilson, by the way, did say he has been cleared from concussion protocol. So that is good news. And Beanie Bishop is expected to play, although he's still got a battle to win that nickel position.
Right. You look at Saturday. I mean, it sounds to me like if Russell Wilson and company get the ball and go right down the field, there's a good chance we might not see him for the rest of the game.
I think that is a good chance. Maybe if it's just a one-play thing, maybe they come back out again. But if they put a nice drive together in that first series, and Tomlin admitted, like, it's kind of weird because this is game three, so he wants to take it like the old-school game three where he played a lot of starters, but yet it said he also tries to mix in the fact that it's the last opportunity for a number of guys to make the team. So he wants to give those players reps too. But basically, he's not going to do that until he's satisfied. And this is almost exclusively offensively, that he's satisfied with what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing, is it's going to take time to try and determine all of the rest of the positions. But we've listened to these national media guys try and create some sort of a quarterback controversy. I mean, if Russell Wilson's healthy, he will start in Atlanta, won't he?
Period. Yes. I mean, there is no – he is the starting quarterback. Barring injury, his performance Saturday won't matter in this decision. It's going to be Russell Wilson. They just haven't done it yet. And whether that's a, hey, maybe we can have a team worry, you know, have Atlanta worry about having to put in, you know, defensive schemes for Justin. I would assume that's why they're waiting, but there's nothing. And, you know, Tomlin starting him again in this preseason game to say that there's nothing that they've shown that speaks to anything different than Russell Wilson being right. The starting quarterback.
Right. I mean, I think that's the key. He's going to be the starting quarterback. And really, they just kind of want to see what it looks like with him playing a little bit. And if he's just okay for a couple of drives, they're probably going to get him out because that's what you do with the starting quarterback. He said something to the effect of all healthy bodies will play. I mean, does that mean we're going to see even all the defensive stars?
Yeah. He was asked specifically about Hayward, and he kind of was like, well, you know, probably not a lot. So I don't know, maybe Hayward dresses and goes in for a series. Or maybe, you know, we saw in the first game, we heard that every healthy body was going to play, and there were like a dozen that didn't play, even though they dressed and warmed up before the game. So I don't know why you would need to put Cam Hayward or TJ Watt in a game. Maybe just for symbolism, he will. But if they do get in there, they will not be in there for long.
Yeah, so we're not going to see that much of anything from those guys. What is the offensive line likely to shake out going into the Atlanta game and then, say, I don't know, five games into the season?
So Atlanta game, I think almost assuredly, barring a, you know, they're going to practice basically 3 days, maybe four next week. Then they're going to get 4 days off, and then it's game week. If Fautano were to come back for their first practice after the game, I mean, maybe there's an outside chance he could start, but I think it's going to be Broderick Jones at right tackle, Dan Moore at left, and obviously Frazier is the center. And I would expect that to be that way in Atlanta, barring an injury, you know, to one of those guys.
Yeah, well, that would be interesting. Do you think it will change, you know, as the season goes on?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I think Fautano will get in there. I do. And, I trust Jerry's source, Jerry Dulac, your colleague, and what he said about how, you know, he was going to be the starting right tackle. I think there is they want to get him in there. It's now a matter of how quickly does he respond from the injury and, you know, how comfortable do they feel, like how much practice time equals a good feeling going into a game.
Yeah, there's no question. Well, I think that's always going to be the lingering question until the actually happens is when he will get into the game. Jeff, thank you so much for jumping on. I know that you have lots to cut, sound to cut, all that kind of good stuff. So we are going to let you get to your work, sir. But thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Jeff Hathorne, KDK Sports Director. By the way, real quick, City Limits, real quick before we go, did you see the development in Seattle with the Mariners?
No, what's that?
They fired their manager.
Wow, Scott Servais out.
Done. So here's a team that is, and the only reason I bring it up real quick, here's a team that is, I just looked it up, they're 7.5 games out of, but they're 500 right now. They are 64-64, they're 500.
Yeah, but that team had massive expectations coming into this season.
They did.
And they have star players.
They did, but I'm just saying, it seems to me, and we're going to talk about this more tomorrow. Are you in tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Well, hang on. We're going to talk about this more tomorrow. It seems to me like Pittsburgh teams, in general, they just don't have that will to make bold moves when it comes to coaches and whatnot. Anyway, we got to go. It's 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.